Yep. All set, Andy? Are we all set? How many do we have on the phone?
Forty-five,
okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 13th of April, 2020. Welcome to the extension of the Town of Curie Beach Emergency Management Meeting. May I have a motion to return to the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we will start with the department heads for the weekend. Chief Kennedy.
Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, very briefly, we had just a handful of beachgoers that got removed from the beach politely. I want to say it was six in the last 3 days, so things have quieted down quite a bit. And then today we had one, I think due to the weather, but only one there. Tomorrow we have a conference call with the police departments, fire departments, and EMS with the county to see if there's any operational changes or suggestions from the medical director. I do not suspect any, but like I said last week, they're currently working on a decontamination process for any used PPE. At this time, there's just some general guidance, but as I say, Friday, we're looking pretty good on PPE thanks to the donations we've received throughout the community, so thank you for that. Any questions for fire?
Do you have any PPE outstanding still on order?
Our requests were basically erased 2 weeks ago. The Stephen Steele with New Hanover County, he's already in them. When the stockpile was depleted, everyone's request in the state was no longer in existence. So he basically stated that anything that you might need, you're on your own and try to source that yourself, in which Chief Bell and myself sat down and he was able to procure 2,000 masks, correct? They're on the way.
We hope.
All right. Okay.
We're looking pretty good right now with the trend in our fall lines. It looks like we should be good for quite a while.
Okay. Any questions, commissioners, for the fire chief? Thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
Chief Bowden.
No real changes, just briefly, like you said, we've got 2,000 masks on order. We do have 2 gallons of hand sanitizer that we picked up the other day, so we do have a few odds and ends like that. Everybody on the beach so far has been good. I don't think our guys ran into any problems this weekend, thanks to mainly the weather and people being nice, but no real changes for us.
Okay. Questions for Chief Bell? Thank you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Department Head Batson?
No update, sir.
No update? All right. Department Head Mandy? What does the administration have for us today?
Emergency document, so I'm going to ask for you guys to approve that. Adding sections 10 and 11, just incorporating the Executive Order 131 from the governor and then the county's order today, the restated declaration.
Okay.
And then that's pretty much all that I have.
Okay.
Jamie with the police department emailed me a flyer just reminding everyone about any kind of fraud, I guess, with the IRS and the stimulus checks that are coming and asked me to share that on our website, so I'm going to put that out there too. But other than that, I don't have anything else.
Okay. Questions for Mandy? Thank you. Do we have Nikki on the line?
She's here.
Oh, Nikki, come on in. I didn't see you over there. That's one of the options of being out in the hallway.
Good evening. Once we adopt the new amendments, I'm prepared to go over and unlock the tennis courts and get those back in open fashion. And we're also going to initiate a no-contact food drive for the Hope Center, set some baskets out front, like 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and collect some goods to help them out. So those are the only updates I have at the moment.
Have we heard how they're doing? Has anybody heard? Just in general, are they like overwhelmed, or are they able to keep up with the need right now? Do we know?
I tried to call today. I did not get a hold of them. I can ask tomorrow.
Yeah.
To track, keep trying, just to see what their immediate needs are, so we can put a direct request out for what they need most. So I'll certainly ask. I know they've gotten a few. The Pleasure Island Disaster Relief Group donated a lot recently, but you know, they haven't been receiving their normal donations.
Any other questions?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Jim, Public Works, you on the line? Okay. Tell us about your weekend.
Nothing quiet. It's more. We did have a lot of
Jimmy, you're breaking up a little bit, but any damage from today's storm? Other than, I guess the water wasn't storm related, but any other damages to town property?
We didn't notice any flooding from the sudden rain either. Jim, did we?
No, we did not.
Okay. Any other questions for Jim?
No.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Arlen, finance.
Nothing new or changes from finance at this point.
Okay. I think I got everyone on that one now. Okay. We have some changes, gentlemen, to the emergency declaration order. That's what everybody is pretty much interested in this evening, I am sure. We have added Section 10 to our resolution, which we shall vote on when we're finished. Section 10 says the Third Amendment to the Declaration of a State of Emergency by the Town of Curie Beach hereby incorporates the restrictions of Executive Order 131 for the State of North Carolina, attached hereto as Exhibit C, signed by Governor Roy Cooper on Thursday, April 9th, 2020, and to remain in effect for 60 days from the date unless repealed, replaced, or rescinded by another applicable executive order. Section 11. This Third Amendment to the Declaration of a State of Emergency by the Town of Curie Beach also hereby consents to, adopts, and incorporates herein by reference the restrictions in the New Hanover County Restated Declaration of State of Emergency, attached hereto as Exhibit D, signed by Julia Olson Bozeman, Chair of the Board of County Commissioners, on Monday, April 13th, 2020, to be effective at 5 p.m. on Monday, April 13th, 2020, and to remain in effect until 5 p.m. April 29th, 2020, unless rescinded earlier or extended. The major elements of change to the county restrictions are, under Section 8, all local government-owned and state-owned public boat ramps, privately owned boat ramps, publicly owned marinas and privately owned marinas. That closure is hereby rescinded. The restrictions against mass gatherings do not apply to drive-in worship services. Goods that are essential for health, sustenance, clothing has been added to that list. Shelter, safety, security, communication, mobility, and hygiene shall close all in-person shopping areas to the public, other than those essential areas. Shopping areas open to the public shall be subject to all requirements for retail establishments set forth in Section 1 of North Carolina Gubernatorial Executive Order 131 and shall conspicuously post at all public entrances a placard stating the emergency maximum occupancy for the retail establishment per North Carolina Gubernatorial Executive Order 31. And there is
the bottom.
There it is, yeah. As used in this declaration, team sports facilities shall include any facility that facilitates athletic activity that includes the use of a ball or object that is handled by more than a single individual, including but not limited to, and by the way of example, football, basketball, volleyball, baseball, etc. For the purposes of this declaration, tennis and pickleball shall not be considered team sports. And those are the changes. So some things have loosened up a little, unless social distancing and rules are not held. If they are not held, things will probably go back to normal. So when you're out there on the courts, please be sure you're not crowding the courts or gathering illegally in socially unapproved patterns, which is you got to be 6 feet apart. Those are the basic changes. Are there any questions, gentlemen?
Yeah, so just to restate from all that, so even though the boat ramp's not in the purview of Curie Beach, the county and all boat ramps are open by the state of North Carolina, and when we pass this, we'll concur with that. So if you have a boat and couldn't enjoy your recreational boat, you now can down at Fort Fisher. Please continue to maintain social distancing. Second, Mayor and I, working with the leadership team, pushed the issues that were pushed from our citizens regarding tennis and pickleball, and those are opening countywide as well. Recognize that if you pickleball players decide to have 15 people hanging out within 6 feet and it gets reported and pictures go back, the county will recommend to change that action. So the health department is monitoring all these. The health department concurred with the request of opening, but recognize that every week we meet and we talk about all these. And if pictures of all you guys hanging out at any of these venues demonstrate to the health department that you're not doing what they feel is important to ensure we don't overwhelm the hospital, the health department will recommend the leadership to go back to where we were. So please help us help you. So for all those people that are hopefully happy that some of the changes are coming, recognize that we need you to be responsible, because the health department will look, and there's enough social media out there that it's pretty easy to find out if people are complying or not in any of these activities, because there's a camera everywhere. So if 25 of you are sitting there waiting to play pickleball on Curie Beach, and the mayor and I have to explain to the health department why we should continue not closing pickleball, recognize you're not helping yourselves out with that. So just realize that this is an ongoing issue, that the health department is the lead agency for this, and they make the recommendations. we pointed out to them that we felt that this one was one that should go out. And fortunately, we had success both with the other leaders around the county and with the health department. But that doesn't mean they're not paying attention. And there's really two factors that can happen. Either the hospital continues to model and say that it does not get overloaded, and then we're on the right path, or the model starts to show that more people are getting sick, there's more likelihood of the hospital getting overloaded, and then we're not on the right path, and we start taking more restrictive actions again. So understand exactly what's happening as these things are being done by leadership. The county's going to try to put that out in their press releases, but it's pretty hard in a two-sentence press release to explain that. So please encourage your citizens to listen, and if they don't like my voice, to ask someone else to read it to them. But it is important to understand that the actions, whether they're more strict or relieving strictness, are all based on the strategy, which is to not overload the hospital. Sorry for battling a little bit, sir.
It's okay. I mean, you're on the telephone call, too. It helps to have two opinions. Commissioners, any questions?
I make a motion we adopt the resolution to incorporate the changes from the governor and the county commissioners into our state of emergency.
Second.
All right. Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. I will sign this at the end of the meeting.
You want to hear this? Frank, did you want to hear this? Town hall.
Ma'am, you're not muted. I don't know who Frank is, but just to let you know.
Wait, what?
You're not muted.
Okay. Any items for the commissioners for discussion?
Do we know when the next meeting is from leadership so we can schedule our meeting?
The hope was that they would not have to talk to us the rest of the week.
I mean, should we shoot for Friday since we're here for a Friday thing?
I would recommend Friday.
Well, it's hard to tell what the governor's going to do, but yeah. The county commissioners, it seems like the chair has been very good about scheduling meetings. Did she schedule a follow-up? After
no,
today's?
Not today. Not after today.
I didn't catch that either. Yeah. Yeah, I think you probably want to have one at least Friday, if not before then.
Well, we could pick Wednesday or Thursday and move it if it's not a necessity. Correct?
We're probably okay for Friday. It'll probably be easier to just schedule it for Friday and then call a meeting if we need to have
right.
a meeting.
And it'd be 6 hours notice if we had something.
Yeah.
I'm sure the governor. Well, he hadn't given 6 hours notice on us so far.
I literally found out about his talk today in the 10 minutes before I sent it for you. And I've been checking throughout the day, and it still never showed up on the normal page. I found it on a completely different page.
Right. So, which is unusual, but.
It's hard to tell.
I think Friday would be fine, and then if we had to, we could schedule one and announce it. The citizens seem to be pretty in tune to paying attention and his text messages, so.
Do we have a budget meeting on Friday?
Right.
What time is that scheduled to? So Arlen's still out there?
No, it's scheduled for 9:00.
Do you want to do the same thing we did last Friday?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is we would do the emergency meeting after the budget meeting. How long do we have the budget meeting scheduled?
We didn't really set an end time, but if we look at past history, I would hope that by noon.
Usually
done
by noon on that
section. The one? That way we're safe?
Yeah, that's fine.
And then if we're not finished, we can still do our emergency meeting and then go back.
That's right. Is that correct? Do you want to take questions before we set it? Okay. Then I'll hold my motion until the end.
All right. Okay, since there are no questions from the commissioners or the department heads, we'll take questions from the public. From the citizens, if you state your name and your address.
Star 6.
Hi, Lisa Fowler. Tom Fowler, my name. I'm just wondering, I understand football systems and motorways to ruin. I'm just wondering how the decision came about and the rationale of the crisis.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You came across very loud and broken, so we could not understand your question. Maybe hold the phone away slightly and repeat it.
Please, excuse me, Lisa Lane, is that better?
Oh, that's much better. Thank you.
Okay, great. I understand that we can play tennis and pickleball and the boat ramps would be open. I'm just curious as to what the rationale was to loosen the restrictions for this versus other restrictions.
Well, if you look at the detail that is in the document, it goes into detail pretty much on each of these specific areas and what the rationale or what the gubernatorial or county directive is to that. Many of these are directed by health, and it has come to the decision, like for the boat ramps, that the boaters aren't the problem. Boaters put their boats in the water and they leave. The true problem at the boat ramps is everybody else who appears to be congregating at the boat ramps. And now we have a state policeman down at the end of the island who actually monitors that over the weekend. So that is, that's the maybe the ramp logic. The other logic is there's normally not more than four people on a court for tennis or for pickleball. Therefore, if they maintain, it's less than five, and if they maintain that distance and they don't congregate around the court, the logic was that maybe that can work. This is experimental. They're going to try it. We are going to try it. If we can't manage it, and if people will not manage it, then it could change once again.
Thank you for the answer.
You're welcome. No problem.
Hello?
Name and address?
Hello? Ed Wilkinson, 625 Sutler's Lane.
Okay.
You asked about the Federal Point Health Center. This is for information. Over the last week, Caribbean First Baptist Church was involved in a donation food drop-off. Four large tubs of food were collected, as well as checks in the amount of $1,100. All that was provided to the health center.
Excellent. So how are they doing on meeting the need? That was my question.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah. I'm just concerned, so I've seen other locales where the food banks are not able to keep up with the need, and I was just concerned how we're doing, right? So please encourage them to reach out to both Carolina Beach and Curie Beach leadership, as well as to the citizens. We're going to be reaching out to our citizens and having a non-contact food drop-off at Town Hall to help support the food bank. But for all those listening,
keep it up.
Sir?
Keep it up.
I'm sure we will. That's why I'm asking that the citizens help, because I'm a bit concerned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
So I make a motion we continue this meeting?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Continue this meeting until 1 p.m. on Friday.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Meeting's adjourned.